This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, for His loving kindness is everlasting, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for His loving kindness is everlasting. But He overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for His loving kindness is everlasting. There we are exhorted to give thanks to God in all circumstances because His loving kindness is everlasting. That word translated loving kindness in Hebrew is chesed. It has a very special meaning. I believe the best way to interpret it is God's covenant-keeping faithfulness. And in every situation and in every circumstance, we are exhorted to see God's covenant-keeping faithfulness, whether it's in creation, whether it's in redemption, or whether it's in judgment. God's covenant-keeping faithfulness is demonstrated in all these. Here, Israel is exhorted to give thanks because of their deliverance from Egypt, because they passed through the waters of the Red Sea, because God parted the waters of the Red Sea. But they are also exhorted to give thanks because God overthrew the Egyptians in the same water that provided deliverance for Israel. It also provided judgment and destruction for their enemies, for Egypt. So in every situation and in every circumstance, the psalmist exhorts us to see God's covenant-keeping faithfulness, whether it's in redemption or whether it's in judgment, all is an expression of the covenant-keeping faithfulness of God.